if all the family used to come in and watch TV on our TV.
How about that? I wanted to ask you some about types of clothing that people might have worn on the ranch. Were there different kinds of coats that people would wear outside, especially in the winter, to keep warm?
Oh, yes.
What kinds were there?
Well, some of the men had sheep-lined jackets that they wore. Mm-hmm. And they really were made out of sheepskin mm-hmm. with the woolly side end. Mm-hmm. And I suppose some of the women wore them too, I don't know, but we usually wore wool clothing in the wintertime.
Did the men ever have something that they would wipe the sweat off their brow with when they got
a handkerchief?
Home? Yes. Did they ever have another name for a handkerchief?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering if they ever used one of these.
Bandana?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
They did?
Oh, my goodness, yes, they still do.
Okay.
You can still buy them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a difference between a handkerchief and a bandana, just in color?
Just in color, I think. And the bandana's usually much larger than that regular handkerchief.
Okay. What other kind of work clothes would they have worn? Would they have worn anything over their clothes?
A jumper of some kind, mm-hmm. a lighter jacket. And they would usually call that a jumper mm-hmm. sometimes. And they were made out of overall material, the Levi's. Mm-hmm.
They ever wear overalls?
Oh, yes. Some of them wore bib overalls. And then the waist overalls came in style, and they wore waist overalls.
Coveralls. Okay. What kind of work shoes would have been worn on the ranch?
Well, now, the men who really, they wore heavy leather shoes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they were heavy. Mm-hmm. My mother even wore men's shoes when she was out. She worked out in the field a lot. She was a little short, fat lady. And she worked out, wore the men's shoes. Mm-hmm. God love her. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever wear cowboy boots?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And Victor and I were just talking yesterday, day before yesterday. He wore cowboy boots, made-to-order cowboy boots.
No door.
And we had a fellow over at Ignacio make them for us. Mm-hmm. And it used to cost around, wasn't it, $125? Mm-hmm. But now I don't think you could even get them for that.
No, they're real expensive.
And they fitted his feet. He had a high instep. And he has never worn shoes for years. Mm. He's worn his cowboy boots. Mm.
Okay.
And that's part of his garb.
What would shirts have been made out of, work shirts?
Most all of them were made out of a cotton material called chambray or gingham.
Okay. And how about pants?
They used, I suppose, that's denim.
Yeah.
They used the denim and they used twill material, mm-hmm. which would be a cotton or a wool, mm-hmm. For their dress clothes.
Okay.
I think that's correct.
Would they call them pants or would they have had another word for it?
Oh, they had trousers.
Okay. That's what they probably called them, trousers.
Every once in a while I'll say, Victor, we have to take your trousers to the cleaners.
Did they wear gloves while they were working?
Some men did and some men didn't. Victor always did.
Okay, what kind of gloves?
Leather.
All right. Do you wear a different kind of glove in the winter than in the summer?
Well, probably wore canvas gloves too. Hmm. And depending on what type of work they were doing. But Victor nearly always wore leather gloves.
Hmm.
And then they wore sheep-lined mittens in the wintertime, which were a little harder to work in.
Yeah, but warmer.
Warmer, okay. Much warmer.
What kind of hats would they have worn?
Victor always wore a hat.
Okay.
A cowboy hat.
Okay.
A felt cowboy hat.
Right.
I can't ever rem-